Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports. Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
There's OTA today where we don't think we're going to hear from Caleb Williams.
That article that came out from Seth Wickersham, a lot of people consider, okay, it's old news, whatever, he's here now. Every single day that Caleb Williams doesn't just nip this in the bud and address it and then move on so he can focus on the season, the worse it is. I want to address something if I'm the leader immediately. It's not like this is a court case where people don't have to speak because of lawyers or something like that. This is a book that they knew was coming out.
The Bears may very well have been like, we're on a plan where he's not going to speak until the actual mini camp, the mandatory mini camp. But guess what? You can pivot, and you as the quarterback, the franchise quarterback, the 1-1 of the Chicago Bears can say, I think this needs to be talked about. I want to set the record straight. I want to make sure that everybody understands where my heart, soul, and mind is on this specific issue and that it is in the rearview mirror.
You want me to speak?
We're not pointing you yet.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, so Caleb Williams, he could have spoken yesterday. He didn't, and that's okay. It's his prerogative. Channeling his inner
he
Bobby
can do
Brown.
What he wanna do.
You can do what you want to do.
Tell me why.
That is Anthony Heron. Missing his American Idol moment, so he's decided to join us here in the studios. In
you
place.
Can't immediately tee me up to sing and think I'm not going to sing.
Oh, no. I wanted to see how far you would go with it, though, as we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I am Marshall Harris. That is the voice of Anthony Heron. This is Rahimi and Harris. Layla, she is not off today, but she is taking the show off because she'll be on our historic first radio broadcast of the sky tonight as they host the New York Liberty for their home opener, trying to draw to a 1-1 record. So in solidarity with one Layla Rahimi, I bust out the WNBA threads, the W, Angel Reese and Camilla Cardoso.
That. There we go. Yeah.
Courtney Vandersloot and thems. But the big topic today is going to be Bears and Ben Johnson stepping to the podium, even though Caleb Williams did not, and he had a lot to say. But let's go back to Caleb Williams. The story is this with him. Seth Wickersham writing a book, and from that book, we've got excerpts already. The book doesn't come out until September, the biography of a quarterback. But the news was that Caleb Williams didn't want to be a Chicago Bear, and then he decided he would be a Chicago Bear. But then he had moments in which Things went horribly wrong in his rookie season, which led to a 10-game losing streak and a 5-12 record. A head coach in Matt Eberflus being fired for the first time in Bears history in season. Also, the offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron, being fired, let go before him. And Thomas Brown left to try to handle it all, and Caleb Williams dealing with it. But now he's got a new head coach in Ben Johnson with a lot of new things to say. And Ant, this is the first time we've had a chance to talk about this issue. I think you're close to me, but not quite with me in that, hey, I think this is an issue because Caleb Williams can go ahead and put this thing to bed by addressing it. And really, it's not so much about what happened before the draft and the fact that he didn't want to play for the Bears at first, but it's more about the fact that we read about him watching film by himself and feeling lost and confused about what to do.
And, you know, you studied journalism. Layla did. There's a lot of folks at this station who are true journalists. I came by this more organically, and then I did end up in the Arena Football League, you know, ran all the PR and content for the league for a handful of years also. So I've certainly got the on-job experience in dealing with some of these things. If there is a controversy, pseudo crisis, when is it worth wading into those waters publicly? How aggressively or urgently do you step into it? My meter on that, I think, tends to be a little bit different than a lot of the collective media here in Chicago, because it's, I feel like the reaction to this, it's this Seth Wickersham story, which you guys, I was listening live, driving around, heard you and Layla discussing it last week. I think Ray did a fantastic job. I assume it was Ray, just got him immediately on the air with you guys too, and just kind of made that happen, which I thought was just kind of incredibly urgent in its coverage. But then it's revelatory because it confirms a lot of what we knew, but a lot of this does come down to things that we knew that now we're kind of getting an on-the-record accounting from Caleb's dad about it. So there's a couple of levels to this where I do feel like it dissipates how urgent Caleb must be to run to the mic and address this thing. Because a lot of it is the majority of it is stuff his dad said to Seth Wickersham. Like 95% of it is just from Caleb's dad talking to Wickersham about things that happened a year ago. So the timeliness of it, because it's information that took place, occurrences that took place a year ago, and it's Caleb's dad talking about it, not Caleb, that to me dissipates the urgency for Caleb to hurry up and get to the mic to talk about this thing, because it's not new information, it's confirmational information on things that we were already aware of taking place. And now there is a new man in charge here. Ben Johnson is here running things. So Caleb will certainly address it, but I didn't find it that important for him to hurry up and get to the mic yesterday just because we only have so many things to talk about. And so this feels like something that we're going to address and discuss a lot on our end.
I think the point from our perspective was, hey, you're going to have to talk about it eventually. Why not just get it out of the way so we can focus on other things? I think that was the overall thing. And I don't think we were alone. You know who I think agrees with that? I think Ben Johnson agrees with that. You know why I think he does? Because he got to the podium and he immediately said, all right, let's address the elephant that's not particularly in the room right this second, but will be eventually.
It's come to my attention that the quarterback's been out in the media over the last week. And just to get out in front of that a little bit, I just wanted to say, I wasn't here last year, and so I can't speak too much in terms of what it was like before he got here and when he got here last year. But from my 4 months on the job, he's been outstanding to work with, and we just are focusing on getting a little better every day.
And what's your process of building the trust of Caleb and getting his full buy-in under your watch?
Yeah, it starts with developing a rapport and a trust, and that's earned over time. You don't walk in day one and expect that to be achieved. And so the more time we spend together, he understands that I have his best interests at heart, and vice versa. He's going to go out there and play as well as he possibly can, not just for himself or me, but for the whole team and the city. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So we're very much aligned in terms of what we want to get done, and it just takes more time on task in terms of getting on the same page with how we're going
to
do it.
Are there ways that you watch film with your quarterbacks that might be, does it vary from coach to coach? When you've got these four guys here, are there things that you're teaching them that they need to, you know, see the way that you see it? Is that a part of like this part of the time of the year? Is that part of the process of teaching them? Or
yeah, everyone's different. I've been around a number of coordinators, a number of quarterback coaches. And so I would say my, my style is kind of a combination of everything that I've been around and I've come to learn and love and appreciate. And so there's a process that I believe in, that we believe in as an offensive staff, that we're adhering to this springtime, and we're going to stay true to that. How we're going to develop that position in particular, and those guys are doing a great job working hard right now.
What do you think when you hear it uttered, as in from the article, from the upcoming book, that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die? Like, from a distance, did you see that, and what do you think when you hear that?
I love it. I love the opportunity to come on in and change that narrative. That's where great stories are written. And so we're looking to write a new chapter here, 2025 Chicago Bears, and looking forward to the future.
So that was Ben Johnson talking about the story that's out there, acknowledging it, saying, hey, that was before I got here. I'm all good. I'm clean. Watch what we do. And I'm with that. And for all the people who are listening, the texters who are telling me it's a non-story, move on, I understand why you're saying that, but I'm not talking about the fact that he had those issues about deciding whether or not to be a Chicago Bear. I will be the first one to tell you, everything through his actions shows that he's happy in Chicago, Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. He's happy to be a Bear. He's certainly happier with his coaching presence than he was a year ago. The issue is the film stuff for me, mm-hmm. The film stuff specifically. But you had a very good point, Ant, in your belief on why maybe him not addressing that immediately might be a good thing, because has he even had the time to get to a place where he can discuss how he's watching film under Ben Johnson?
That's the thing. There are aspects of this that are our curiosity, I'll use the collective R, the collective we, is well-founded, because we do want to know what the development arc for Caleb Williams will look like under Ben Johnson, and how is Ben Johnson going about the process of actually developing this young quarterback, because we so recently and so repeatedly have seen the Bears fail to develop a young QB. But from Caleb Williams' perspective, he and Ben Johnson have only known each other a few weeks. They've only been working together a few weeks. So if Caleb were made available to the media yesterday, I'm sure he would have done a fantastic job, as he usually does, of eloquently talking about the situation at hand. But there's not really a lot of tangible on-the-job exchanges that have happened yet between he and Ben Johnson. So to kind of legitimately put it to bed, because we are very curious about it, him talking yesterday would have served to do that. But the more legit answer, because everyone's going to be really curious for how things have evolved, what Caleb is learning from Ben Johnson, what is this process they've gone through so far, and a month from now, when they've actually been on the practice field more frequently, in the meeting rooms together more frequently, he'll be able to give a more detailed accounting of what's actually taken place by then. So yeah, if we were made available yesterday, I think that he certainly could have given a perspective on, well, why did this come out now with the Wickersham book and everything else? But as far as what he's actually doing with Ben Johnson, hadn't been a whole lot of it yet. You know, after on the practice field and in the meeting room a little bit longer, if it's next week, next month, whenever we hear from Caleb, he'll have more detail that he can talk about in relation to what he and Ben Johnson have actually begun doing together by then.
Again, OTAs this week, the install just starting for the Bears and their new offense, their new defense, whatever Richard Washington wants to change on special teams, all that stuff is going on. This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Marshall Harris along with Anthony Heron, who is in for Layla Rahimi here on Rahimi and Harris. Yeah. And we're talking about really what Ben Johnson had to say and how he's coming across as he gets to know the Bears better and they get to know his style of coaching better. Some injury news and some other interesting notes. So Luther Burden III, the second round pick of the Bears, did not participate in OTAs because of a soft tissue injury. Concerning at all that, Ant? Is it too early to be concerned about anything, really?
I think, yeah, pretty much. That's where I tend to land on a lot of this in May with OTAs, the rookies, the vets, their first time. They're actually getting together on the field together for the first time. So there are things to be gleaned just in getting to know the Ben Johnson version of the Bears and getting a sense for who these rookies are and how they're going to begin to operate as pros. But nah, a soft tissue injury at this point in the offseason, I think it was kind of already something that Luther Burden maybe dealt with a little bit coming out of his college season also to some extent. So yeah, I'm not I don't have any concern about it yet. You know, we'll see if it lingers and how long it goes on, but I don't think it's worthy of any real concern yet.
Okay, so in that same breath, when you talk about first impressions and what you see and what you hear out of Halas Hall for OTAs, we thought that at left tackle it would be Ozzie Tripillo because we had seen him with the first team at one point at left tackle. But now Kieran Amagaji yesterday is the guy. Now, this is helmets. This is also shorts, no pads. Mm-hmm. He's out there with the first team. Is there anything to take away from that?
You're normally going to start with the vet there unless you have some rookie you drafted in the top 10 who you're just going to anoint for that. You know, if this were the Bears' first-round pick, yeah, just push him in there at left tackle and let's watch him swim. But, you know, the guy that I was hoping the Bears are going to get at left tackle in the first round came off the board at the number 9 pick to the Saints, so he wasn't available. The Bears didn't go that direction. They went with the tight end in Colston Loveland. So if the Bears were in some multi-tight end sets and Loveland was healthy – and, you know, they had some other guy rotating through there. If it was, you know, Durham Smythe getting reps over Colston Loveland, then I'd have more concern about it. But the fact that Tripillo is getting the second team reps, they're dividing reps evenly with the ones and twos at this point anyway. So, no, I don't have a lot of concern over that.
And one of my things is looking at the timeline and where we are with this team, it's just so early. And I know we talk about it because it's happening, so yeah, we talk about it.
Right.
But it's so early, it's hard to take away much from what you see out there unless there's some major catastrophic injury or anything else. We're just trying to see how Ben Johnson and his players integrate with each other, how well he assimilates to Halas Hall, how well the members and the staff, the players assimilate to his vision and what he wants to get done. And that's what this process is all about when you're talking about the summer, even though it doesn't look like summer outside.
One thing that really intrigues me with Ben Johnson is that he's been out there a lot. He's not shy about going and taking national media interviews. He talks locally. He addresses the media. He doesn't mind a little bit of back and forth with the beat reporters that are in the room there. They ask him a question. It gets a little smirk. He can, you know, kind of shoot the question back at them. They do it pretty effective. I think I heard him do it with Adam Hogue and with Brad Biggs a little bit yesterday when they got their chance to talk to Ben Johnson. There's some back and forth, some give and take. There's some comfort that Ben Johnson has in his own skin, in knowing what he doesn't know yet and recognizing that there's a process he'll go through and kind of figuring this thing out. And that all, even though it's early, is easier at this point. I'll be watching closely just how does his demeanor evolve as they're in games or as we have things to really chide him about if something doesn't go well in a game. Then how does that demeanor kind of manifest itself publicly by then?
So we're looking at a situation right now where we're trying to figure out where Caleb Williams is because he is the focal point. If not him, then it's Ben Johnson. And you could argue that Ben Johnson is more important than Caleb Williams right this second because he's got to get his overall vision through to all the members of the roster, the coaching staff, and to make sure that that goes over well because, again, this is his first time as a head coach. We're going to let you hear some interesting sound. It is not new, but kind of gives a look into where Caleb Williams was last season, but also there's something that Ben Johnson did at the podium yesterday that my partner here, Anthony Heron, he says he's kind of disappointed in. That and more when Raheem and Harris, Anthony Heron in for Layla, continues.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And now they're in the quarterback sneak formation. The tush push from the one, first and goal, Eagles. And under center's the quarterback, Hurts. He gets the snap, they shove him across. It is an Eagle touchdown. And there is your first score in Super Bowl 59. And with the signature Philly play, a one-yard touchdown quarterback sneak.
I have the easiest job, to be honest. I think I'm the one who pushes the tush.
That was Saquon Barkley. That was Westwood One Super Bowl. You know the voice of Kevin Harlan. This is Rahimi and Harris. We're going to push ahead. We're going to push it real good. Anthony Heron in for Layla Rahimi. She's on Sky duty tonight. Color commentary on the call for the broadcast of the Sky versus the Liberty later on tonight, right here on 670 The Score. That game, pregame starts at 6:45, by the way, on that one. And Ant, that tush push, we all thought it was going away, but it's going to be around for at least another year after the NFL owners failed to get the 75% of teams needed, 24 votes. They only got 22 in their attempts to ban the tush push. And because we got Ben Johnson at the podium yesterday afternoon, we got to hear his thoughts on it. And surprisingly enough, he was asked about it. And what he said was crazy to me anyway. And I'll let you hear what he had to say, and then we can react. Here's Ben Johnson on the tush push.
What are your thoughts on the tush push? It's going to stick around. Group teams tried to overturn it.
Man, I tell you what, does it become an explosive play ever? Have you ever seen a tush push become an explosive play?
Does it become a first down or a touchdown?
Yeah, I like explosive play. I like big plays. So I'm not a big tush push guy myself.
Let me tell you something. That was Brad Biggs asking the question. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now, Ben Johnson. I love the idea of you bringing the top offense in the NFL to the city of Chicago. But one part of being the top offense in the NFL is the ability to convert on third and fourth and short. And the way you kind of dismiss that gives me pause, because what I heard there was a level of confidence that bordered on cockiness that could be misconstrued or maybe accurately described as arrogance. And I'll tell you this, you better be able to convert on third and one and fourth and one each and every time, talking right the way you just talked about a play that has been unstoppable for so many people.
The tush push, the brotherly shove, you know, however we want to call it, this current iteration of the QB sneak is something that there was only I was floored, despite all the reporting on the Tush Push is going away and how the league was now against it. Everybody was ganging up on the Eagles. I was still floored. There were only 10 teams that voted against banning the Tush Push. And the Bears of all teams, the monsters of the Midway, the charter members of the Black and Blue Division, they were not one of the teams who felt the Tush Push is okay, who did not vote against the ban of the Tush Push. I don't understand that. And then you factor in that the Lions, Ben Johnson's old stop, Ben Johnson's old boss, Dan Campbell, there in Detroit with the Lions. Dan Campbell was one of the coaches, one of the teams that voted against banning the Tush Push. Like, this is where Ben Johnson cut his teeth. This is where Ben Johnson became one of the great offensive play callers in the sport, was working for Dan Campbell, working with Dan Campbell, running that Detroit offense that, yes, had excellent quarterback play, put up a bunch of points, great passing yards, but they ran the ball with physicality. So I don't get it. And this is the very first thing out of all the things we've heard from Ben Johnson, the poetry, the jokes, the interviews, everything else that Ben Johnson has uttered. This is the very first time Ben Johnson has said anything that's disappointed me. I was very, very disappointed to hear that he is apparently one of the guys who's been advocating against the Tush Push. Why?
I try to sort this out because I wonder, is this a Ben Johnson directive? And you would think it would be because he's the man in charge of football, the on-the-field football that is played, the head coach of the Chicago Bears. And we heard George McCaskey very clumsily and awkwardly talk about the Tush Push, the brotherly shove, if you will. And I think this all fell apart because they've been citing safety reasons.
Right.
And that was safety reasons every time you step on a football field.
Yeah.
I could find no data, no supporting argument that definitively explained why this was a safety issue. And knowing George McCaskey's vote, I wonder if that was the organizational stance and then Ben Johnson fell on top of it. But that doesn't make sense because why would you not listen to Ben Johnson if he was okay with it? And I want to know, why is your philosophy different than the head coach? And it's possible, obviously, that can happen. You can have philosophical differences if you're Ben Johnson compared to the old place where you used to run the football at will in Detroit. But I just want to know, what's the difference here? What is it that you're seeing that allows you to believe that this is bad for the game of football, except for we just can't stop the Eagles?
There are elements of the game of football, the violent sport that is football. My old high school coach, Phil Acton, the Silver Fox at Bolingbrook High School, he used to always tell us, dancing is a contact sport. Football is a collision sport. So you got to get your helmet on. You got to get your chin strapped up and ready to collide with people on the football field. You got to move folks against their will, especially in those short yardage scenarios that I have yet to hear. Maybe they exist, but I haven't heard football players themselves railing against the Tush Push. Maybe they're out there. I don't know, but those aren't voices that I've heard saying that they believe this should be banned or outlawed. There's aspects of the game where you can find folks to say that, well, okay, maybe it's made the game softer that the secondary can't headhunt with the physicality they used to, but I get it. There's folks who will tell you that the way that the offseason has been adjusted and there's no more two-a-days, you can't pad up in mini camps and OTAs, that's made it more difficult to actually perform on the line of scrimmage early in the season. But for the most part, players get that as well. This, I don't hear, I haven't heard from a competitive or a safety perspective arguments that have legitimately been made on both sides of this that somehow the Tush Push is impacting the safety of the game. It's a QB sneak that just has an additional couple of bodies near the football rummaging in there against each other rugby style. This isn't something that in my space, My orbit of communication, the football players are out here saying it's some kind of safety issue.
Listening to Dan Campbell, this is quick, it's short, but it's to the point about his stance on the brotherly shove or Tush Push.
Like, for me, I'm like, hey, man, they like, Philly obviously is known for this because, you know, they're the ones who've really kind of perfected it and done it, do it over and over, and I'm like, man, good for them, man. If you got something, we got to stop it. So, like, to me, leave it in. And, you know, we play them this year. We got to find a way to stop it. And I like that.
Okay. I like – Dan Campbell's not afraid of anything.
No.
And his teams have performed on the field in a manner in which you want your head coach to do so, and to lead them to be able to have that supreme confidence, as it were, that we can stop anything, we can do anything we want on offense, and even if it doesn't come to fruition, just the belief in itself, it elevates your entire franchise, your fan base, your
city. And it's so basic, Mark. That's the thing. It's just basic. It's lining up with the QB under center. Everybody knows we're going to run QB sneak. Tom Brady was not some guy who squatted 500 pounds like Jalen Hurts. He was incredible at the QB sneak during his career. Didn't hear anybody railing against the Patriots using QB sneak throughout Tom Brady's career. The Philadelphia Eagles push folks around. So Jalen Hurts as a passer is not accomplished to the same extent as some of the most gifted passers in football. But this is a part of his game. His physicality, his mobility was a big part of what made him great in college. And they have found a formula where that enhances the Philadelphia Eagles to the point where now they have been another Super Bowl champion. The fact that folks are voting against the Eagles pushing them around, that's anti-football. That's far against just what the premise of this sport is supposed to be about. It just shocks me. There was only 10 teams in the National Football League that were willing to vote against banning people pushing each other around in football.
A lot of people thinking that this is about the commissioner trying to get his pet project through. This is one of the things he wanted to see go away because he didn't like the way that one game went where you have an official stepping up to the screen to millions and millions of people at home explaining, I'm going to award this team a touchdown if you guys jump over the line of scrimmage one more time. Talking about the Washington Commanders trying to stop said tush push. I want to the most entertaining of the new acquisitions for the Chicago Bears is Grady Jarrett, the defensive tackle. Listen to what he had to say just yesterday about the tush push staying alive.
I mean, shoot, you got to stop it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, I saw the news. They're going to, you know, I mean, you got to stop it. You know what I'm saying? It's been stopped before, not at a high rate, but don't let them get 3rd-and-1. Don't let them get 4th-and-1. You know what's coming. You know what I'm saying? I played Philly a lot of times. They're a tough group, and, you know, they have a combination of players and a quarterback to make it very, you know, successful. So at the end of the day, the rules are the rules, and you got to find a way to stop it.
Have you ever felt like it was a dangerous play when you were playing in it? Or
I don't think nobody got like hurt yet. So I mean, that's what they have a legit argument. I don't think nobody getting hurt. I mean, you know, it's a compromised positions that, you know, guys are down in, like, but I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You know, can't cry over something you can't change.
The part about Grady Jarrett there is he says the rules are the rules. Well, that was the whole point, Grady. They tried to change the rules because they don't like the rules. Rules can be changed. Rules can be changed. But I think Grady has a pretty pedestrian attitude towards it because it's here. It's here to stay for at least another year. And you got to deal with it. Man up, right? Is it that simple, man up? That's how I see it.
These situations in game, if you're a lineman, really at any level of the sport, but especially once you get to major college football, professional football, in the NFL, and it's 4th-and-1, and everybody in the world knows that the team who's going to win advantage right here is just the team who's tougher, the team who's more physical, the team who moves somebody in a direction that they don't want to go to. That's the genesis of the sport. That's what this thing is supposed to be about. And the idea that the majority of the teams in the National Football League want to ban, that is beyond me, man. There's a lot of stuff where folks complain about the sport getting soft and this and that I feel like is overreaction. This, I don't understand why the majority of the league would look to ban a play as simplistic as this. It is the genesis of the sport of football, and you don't have like the whole, all the special team stuff, stop all these bodies flying 60 yards wildly down the field and limbs gangling all over the place. Yeah, okay, your body's out of control in that scenario. Here, the ball gets snapped, you run into each other, and somebody gains an advantage. The Eagles happen to be the team who've perfected it to championship advantage. But it's not because they've got some schematic edge. They're just more physical than everybody who lines up across from them. So the answer is not to ban it. The answer is to be better, to be more physical, to gain more leverage. That's all it comes down to.
All right, we've got some breaking news here. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This from Frank Saravalli, noted hockey insider who has
Frankie
apparently found out who the next head coach of The Chicago Blackhawks will be after a long and tenuous wait. The assistant coach with the Tampa Bay Lightning, Jeff Blashill, will take over for the Chicago Blackhawks. Of course, he was formerly the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings for years, and now he's coming to Chicago to try to energize, teach, and take a young core to the next level. The biggest of those players being generational talent, phenom Connor Bedard, who has not gotten off to the best of starts to his NHL career, but he will get a new chance with Jeff Blashill, who was the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings between 2015 and 2022. And listen, we talk about teams all the time that look like they are rudderless and that they're maybe stuck on a treadmill. The teams that play winter sports professionally in this town, they fit the mold of that. When you talk about the Chicago Bulls and the Chicago Blackhawks, you're hoping this hire now can take them in the right direction, give them some direction, hopefully towards a winning record. That's the first step. Win and get Connor Bedard playing at an all-star level.
And you wonder, is this hire, bringing Blashill in, will he be a guy who's mainly a placeholder? Because the Blackhawks are a team right now that I would imagine don't feel like the most desirable job in the sport at the moment. But then there's only 30 of them. So if you're looking for a head coach, looking for somebody to be highly compensated, then there will be folks who are willing to come in and try to help nurture the development not only of Connor Bedard, but to help move this franchise into its next phase. Once things have been torn down and now you've got a young core that you believe you'll be in a position to build around. So now you got to nurture the talents of Connor Bedard. And there was a sophomore dip for Bedard. So can you get more out of him than the Blackhawks got last season? Will Jeff Blashill come in and just be sort of the placeholder for the manager who can come in and actually take them back to some sort of a postseason Stanley Cup sort of chase? Or is he the guy that's just going to, you know, try to actually have the gig short term and, you know, perhaps not be a part of that development? You would really hope he'll be someone who can stay long term here, but it's not necessarily a resume that you feel like that's a guarantee or a sure shot.
Kyle Davidson certainly making his selection as the general manager for the Blackhawks. It'll be interesting to see if Connor Bedard's third season is different from the first two seasons. Of course, he missed time in that first year with a broken jaw, but he played all 82 games last year, scoring 67 points over that time after scoring 61 points in 68 games in his rookie season. All right, when we come back, you know we got to talk about what happened to the Garden last night. Choke them out. And when I say choke them out, I'm talking about you, New York Knicks. Tyrese Haliburton, a phenomenal Eastern Conference Finals game one. In a big win, a big comeback win, we will talk about it. It's Anthony Heron in for Layla Rahimi. It's Rahimi Harris here on The Score.
Let's do that hockey.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And goal! He got it! And he tried to give your choke sign to the Knicks. And the game's not over.
Wow. Can you imagine if the Knicks had won that game? If the Knicks had beaten the Pacers after Tyrese Halliburton dared to make a shot, which he thought was a game-winning three-pointer, ended up sending the game to overtime, runs down the court with the Reggie Miller choke sign at the Garden, Pacers-Knicks, in front of Reggie Miller.
You got all the fans holding up the two fingers, too. It's a two.
It's a two. Yo, they were like, it better be a two. Otherwise.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was a two.
But guess what? Moment, though, man.
The Knicks still lost. In fact, some crazy just stats coming out of that game from last night as Tyrese Halliburton continues to prove why maybe he's not overrated. Maybe he's even underrated.
It's funny how quickly these things can change.
It changed in a hurry. Teams leading by at least 14 points in the final 2:45 of the fourth quarter had been 994-0 since detailed play-by-play began being kept back in 1997-98. And they said, we don't care. And these two teams, who have both been comeback maniacs in these playoffs, gave us a beautiful gift in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. And if the rest of the series is like this, I hope it goes eight. Yes, I know it's a seven-game series, but I hope it goes eight.
So playoff record when trailing by 7 to 9 points with a minute and a half or less left in the game. The 2025 Indiana Pacers 3-0. Every other team this century, 1-698. That's what the Pacers have been so far in the playoffs here. We're just over and over again. They find a way. They make their comeback. There's dramatics involved. There's dramatics involved during the late game scenario. There's dramatics involved during the post game scenario. We'll get back around to that a little bit later as well. But this is a squad that not only do they never say die, they die and then they resuscitate themselves over and over again. So something happens where there's just an additional little juice that gets infused into them where they find a way to do this over and over again.
Do you know how many times on my timeline last night on Twitter I saw the Undertaker gif? You know the one, right? Where he's in the casket and he just jumps out of the casket.
Right, yeah.
That was the theme of last night's game. And it might be the theme of the Pacers season because people had them dead to rights earlier in the year because they were not playing well. They looked bad. They're in a division with the Pistons, the Cavs. There's also a team from Chicago in that same division, by the way.
They exist somewhere. Somewhere below those other teams.
Below?
But yes, they exist in that division.
And this was just one of those exciting games where you'll remember where you were when you saw him hit that shot. And the choke in front of Reggie is just iconic.
Yeah, yeah.
And all Reggie could do was really laugh. And I just... I hope the NBA can continue to give us the level of playoffs that we've seen so far with the star power, whether it was Joker, whether
and
it was
the viewership numbers have apparently been amazing. Also, folks are tuning in. The games are dramatic. The shot creation is incredible. And you have now an era of new stars that are emerging. And this is where the new stars get legitimized, you know, because it's one thing for someone to make all-star games or to even be an MVP. But then those are regular season honors. But the postseason, when you have the most eyeballs on you, is where a Tyrese Halliburton can rewrite his story of his, you know, his perception for what he is as a hooper, as a basketball player, as a playmaker. Is there that championship DNA that's truly within you? Then to do that during the postseason is where you begin to get compared with the all-time greats, where you can solidify yourself as truly one of the faces of the sport, because everybody locks in on this time of year because we all have these memories, these incredible memories as kids, and then just watching the sport for all these years of what greatness looks like when you're trying to pursue an NBA championship.
And it looks like greatness right now, right? Yeah. And the beautiful thing about it is it harkens me back to the Olympics, right? So in the Olympics, it felt like the closing of a chapter because you had guys like LeBron.
Yeah, good point.
Kevin Durant. Obviously, Steph, guys that are nowhere to be found here in the Final Four of the NBA playoffs.
That are old.
And we know there's going to be a new young champion from this group after Anthony Edwards and company did what they did in the second round, and also Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is the MVP. Congratulations to Shai.
Yep.
I guess Canadians can win the MVP. It's a Steve Nash and them's, but we're going to see a new champion, and I'm excited about that. And I want to know who's going to start next season as the king of the hill, if you will.
Well, and, you know, because there's always the offseason storylines in the NBA, too. So we'll have this playoff chase, this championship chase in the postseason to continue to watch. And, you know, we were talking about it during the break. Oklahoma City, I have a hard time seeing them not win the title this year just because of the depth and the length and the shooting and the defense and everything else. But it's going to be a fun watch regardless, just because of how dramatic so many of these games have been coming down to it. But to have sort of seminal players and seminal figures in these moments, like Halliburton at the Garden with the choke sign, to have that emerge on a night that was dramatic, because it's not like Jalen Brunson didn't show up. Now, he was a part of crumbling at the end with turnovers, but he went off for over 40. Carl Anthony Towns had 35. So they were at least offensively at their peak for much of that game until some of the late turnovers and bad decisions and everything else. But to be able to respond to that for the Pacers after we'd seen the Knicks in the previous series, especially in my house, living with a rabid Celtics fan and my wife just kind of going bonkers as the Knicks are coming back against the Celtics over and over again. So it's not like the Knicks haven't shown their ability for clutch moments and late game dramatics and pulling off, you know, upset victories, come from behind wins when the game's been on the line. So for the Pacers to be able to do that over and over again in this postseason is a really impressive indication of what they're going to be capable of. But, you know, if you count out the Knicks right now after everything we've seen so far in the last few postseasons, and especially this one, then you're kind of counting them out at your own peril.
So the New York Post had the headline today. It was Choke 2.0, where they had Reggie doing his choke sign, and then right next to him, they had Halliburton doing his choke sign. Here's Halliburton on why he decided to go with the choke as his celebration.
Wanted me to do it like last year at some different point, but it's just gotta feel right. And it felt right at the time. If it would have been if I would have known it was a two, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be, people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not, I don't plan on using it again.
That's the youth right there talking about aura
farming.
Yeah, okay. Aura farming, making something happen and then it becomes a thing. Because
is that like coming up with your own nickname or what?
I think coming up with your own nickname probably falls under aura farming, right? Ray, I'll let Ray, actually, Robbie. Young Robbie, right. you can weigh in on the aura farming aspect of this.
No, I think he was aura farming a little bit. Like, he's trying to ooze, like, look at all this confidence that I have. Like, he's definitely doing that. I think about, like, Caleb Williams when he was courtside and he was, like, dancing and he had his phone out. I think he's aura farming there as well.
Okay. Yeah, trying to make your moment, even if the moment might not be there quite like you thought it was. But a great series. It will continue. We've got another game tonight as OKC tries to go up 2-0 on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Looking for Anthony Edwards to not, you know, go scoreless in the fourth quarter. That would help. We are just getting started here. We got to talk about the Cubs, because I told y'all the Cubs need to win 7 of 9 games in this bookend of Marlins, Sox, Marlins. Guess what? They went out. They won 7 of 9 games. And now that offense is at its premium, as in the arguably best offense in baseball has looked all season. We will tell you why Matt Shaw is the key when Raheemy and Harris with Anthony Heron and for Layla continues here on The Score.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.